Online buyer, beware. This is a CNN podcast. Here's CNN's Liz Kennedy.
Tis the season for the hustle and bustle of holiday shopping. From crowded parking lots, packed malls and department stores, to busy sales clerks, it can make the gift buying experience tiring and nerve-wracking. But there is another way. Online shopping. Analysts say American shoppers are expected to spend $33 billion online this holiday season. That's up 21% from a year ago. And with that much shopping and spending going on, identity theft is not far behind. So to keep our personal information personal while shopping on the web, I caught up with J.R. Reagan, who is Baring Point's senior executive. He's responsible for global strategy, sales, development, and delivery of risk, compliance, and security solutions. J.R., what can people do to protect themselves?
Yeah, sure. There's a lot more shopping online during the holiday season, and certainly consumers need to protect themselves just as they would do as they step out the door of their own home and go to a store. There are risks these days with putting your personal information out there on the web, but there's some things that consumers can do to protect themselves and protect their personal information. One of those things that they can do, first and foremost, is to buy and install a good antivirus program and keep it updated. Not having an antivirus program, not having it updated, is the single largest cause of consumer laptops, personal laptops, getting infected with viruses and Trojans and all these things which ultimately are designed to target their own personal information and make that available to thieves and people that can use it for really fraudulent purposes.
Now, there's always an icon that pops up at the bottom of the screen that tells me that, oh, my account is safe, it's protected, and I feel, you know, very comfortable in continuing my online shopping or banking or, you know, whatever I'm doing that entails my finances. Is that something to be trusted?
Yeah, I think it's one of the things that you want to look for is that little icon. It looks like a lock and in most cases, and if it's open, it's generally not a secure site or not a secure transaction. You want to make sure that that lock is closed, and that tells you that you're at least encrypting or protecting the information between you and that website. You still, however, need to be looking at the websites that you're visiting and making sure that you have a good idea of who they are and making sure there's some reliability there. And the largest retailers who allow online shopping really provide a lot of that back-end services to make sure that your information is protected. Look for the lock. Make sure that you're on a trusted website.
Tell us about a tip you call protecting the back door. What do you mean?
Really, I'm talking about protecting the back door as well as the front door. And we lock our front door. We know how to do that in everyday life. But the back door is really your computer, and we put so much personal information on there at times, but we don't protect it with the antivirus programs. We don't protect it by making sure that the lock is there when we're doing these online transactions. But protecting the back door of your home, which is your computer, which contains so much sensitive information, it's really important now as consumers do more online shopping during the holidays.
Let's recap some of the basic tips to remember while doing our online shopping.
Absolutely. So don't let strangers in, and that includes the back door, which is your computer. Install a good antivirus program and keep it updated. And lastly, really manage curiosity, which is in human nature. Don't click on those links which could send you off to websites that you don't know about and that you're not able to protect yourself with. So those things will really ensure that consumers can have a safe and happy holiday.
Sounds good to me. Thank you, J.R. Reagan, for sharing these informative tips to try to keep us safe while we do our online buy-in this holiday season. I'm CNN's Liz Kennedy.